Well, I rolled out my analysis yesterday that stated that Trump was working with Iran to counter Israel and the British crown. And, of course, got a lot of valuable feedback, some positive, some negative. Some people couldn't believe it at all. They're like, no, that's ridiculous. Well, guess what just happened? Guess what just came out? And this is being reported by CNN at the moment, so take it with a grain of salt. Let's see if anybody else picks it up who's actually not a totally fake news media. I suspect this story will have legs. But CNN is reporting that the Trump administration is now cooperating with Iran to rebuild its nuclear program, its domestic nuclear energy program. Yes, that the Trump administration is clearing the way for nuclear energy in Iran, contingent upon no processing of uranium in the country of Iran. In other words, Trump is saying, we'll help you rebuild. And, oh, they're going to drop sanctions. A lot of economic sanctions against Iran will be dropped so they can rebuild their nuclear program. But they have to get their nuclear fuel from outside the country, probably Russia, for example. So no centrifuge operations in the country of Iran would be allowed under this deal. But it is astonishing. It's being reported as a 180 that the Trump administration, which, you know, 2 weeks ago was demanding a total surrender of Iran, has since then publicly said, God bless Iran, publicly thanked Iran for cooperating with the de-escalation war theater that I call theater for Zionists. You know, even that was also the Fordow bombing. Trump has back-channeled with Iran, or his administration has, to orchestrate the bombing and the counterattack and then to declare victory, forcing Netanyahu and forcing Israel into swallowing the bitter pill of victory when actually Iran's nuclear material is nowhere to be found. 400 kilograms of highly enriched uranium, I think it's at the 60% level, is nowhere to be found. And I don't know if you know this, but the 60% level of enrichment doesn't mean that only 60% of the enrichment work is complete. It's actually something, I don't know the exact number, but it's more like 95% of the enrichment is complete when the actual density reaches 60%. To go from 60% to like 95% or whatever is necessary for criticality in a detonation, that gap doesn't require much work at all. So Iran is right on the verge of being able to produce nuclear weapons. In any case, nobody knows where the fuel is. It clearly wasn't destroyed. And I think I saw Senator Lindsey Graham, or Flimsy Graham, saying that it doesn't matter where it is. That wasn't one of our targets. Like, what? I thought you said you were targeting the entire nuclear weapons program and that you obliterated it, blah, blah, blah. But now there's all this other information that supports the notion that I've been talking about, which is that Trump and Iran were working together. And they are working together to counterbalance the British crown, which runs Israel as its proxy state through MI6 and Mossad. And Trump realizes that the only way for the United States to win in this region is to defeat the British control over Israel. It doesn't mean to destroy Israel. I don't think Trump wants to destroy Israel. I think Trump wants to replace Netanyahu, get the British deep state out of the way, and counterbalance Israel by allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons. And that would stop Israel's violence and aggression in the region, and it would allow Trump to focus on the economic policies and to bring down the price of oil and energy and to actually do trade deals, which is the long-term route for economic prosperity for America. And the only way to get there is to stop Israel's insane, lunatic, you know, genocide war campaigns. So how do you do that? You got to give Iran nukes, or I shouldn't say give them, but allow them to have nukes. And that's exactly the path that we're on here. So as Iran is rebuilding nuclear power plants and nuclear facilities, Trump's going to be giving it the thumbs up. Say, oh yeah, this is all part of our way to help Iran, you know, rebuild itself because they fought bravely and God bless Iran. I mean, these are things that Trump is saying right now. And I understand there's a lot of resistance to this because Americans have been trained this entire time to really hate Iran. The Iranian regime has been depicted in a very negative light, mostly by Jews who are screenwriters in Hollywood and movies and TV and, you know, whatever shows. It's all depicted Iran as a bunch of crazed, insane lunatics. And that's actually projection. You know, every accusation is a confession when it comes to Zionists. They're actually doing what they claim Iran is doing. So keep that in mind in all of this. But the bottom line is that Trump is going to remove economic sanctions on Iran, probably not all of them, but major ones. And in addition to that, Trump has offered, I mean, this has become clear. Trump has offered China guarantees that he will not interfere with Iran's exporting of oil to China, which China needs desperately in order to power its industrial economy. And I believe that was in exchange for China allowing certain U.S. companies, such as auto manufacturers, to continue to import rare earth minerals that they need for vehicles, electric vehicles especially, because of the neodymium rare earth, which is used in magnets. Remember, it was just a couple of weeks ago that Ford had to temporarily shut down its production lines in America. Not all of them, but I think it was, if I recall, it was in two or three facilities because they had run out of neodymium magnets from China because of the tariff wars. So Ford went to the White House and said, you got to get us neodymium magnets or we can't make cars. And, you know, there goes the whole auto sector. So Trump went to China, or Witkoff, or whoever, went to China and said, you know, what's it going to take for you to give us rare earth metals or minerals, magnets? And no doubt China said, you got to protect our oil supply from Iran. I mean, this is my assessment, okay? I'm just giving you a good faith, honest assessment as best I can. I don't have 100% certainty in this, but it seems to fit the data that we're seeing so far. So then I'm guessing that China and Iran spoke, and China probably told Iran, hey, this is what's coming. You know, the White House is going to cooperate with you. We're going to pull off some war theater. And in the end, you just got to make sure that you don't close the Strait of Hormuz. Got to make sure that China gets its oil. And then Trump and Iran pulled off the theater for Zionists that we just saw recently in the last few days or over the weekend. And then here we are now where the oil is flowing and oil prices have fallen again, which is good for Trump and it's good for China and it's good for Iran. And you know who it's not good for? Israel. So once again, everywhere I turn right now, every announcement, like every piece of news confirms this theory that I've stumbled into for the last, 4 days or so, that it's becoming stronger and stronger, this realization that Trump is working with Iran. He's dropping the sanctions, helping Iran rebuild nuclear facilities, carried out war theater with Iran, dropped bunker busters that didn't destroy really anything. You know, there's no big effort to try to hunt down Iran's 400 kilograms of uranium that's 60% purified. I mean, come on. Do the math on this. You start connecting these dots and it becomes very apparent. And I've since realized I'm not the only one with this theory. I've seen a couple other accounts on X that are talking about the exact same thing. And they're talking about the British crown, just as I'm talking about. I mean, maybe we're looking at the same news sources or something. I don't know. But, and then I even heard Jay Dyer with Alex Jones talking about how it's the British crown that has been using Islam all these years, and also, you know, of course, through Israel and through Zionism, to try to re-exert its globalist control. The British Empire wants to be a global empire again, as it once was. And the way to do that is to work through Mossad and to work through various Islamic organizations like ISIS and others to try to maintain chaos in the Middle East. So by Trump working to de-escalate the violence and to stop Israel from carrying out more violence, Trump is taking away from the British crown their number one tool, which is chaos and war. Trump is trying to bring us to peace and trade instead of chaos and war. And from what I can tell, this is actually being expertly executed. So I'll have a lot more analysis coming up. I've got other great guests to talk to about this, other analysts and so on. But I do want to tell you, as always, you know, I don't insist that you agree with me on this. I'm exploring this just as you are. I'm frankly shocked that I've arrived at this conclusion, because a week ago I was had a completely opposite conclusion. But a lot has changed since then. A lot of new information has come out since then. But a week ago, I thought for sure that Trump was totally controlled by the Zionists and Trump was going to wage World War III and take us into a horrific land war with Iran and all of that. Those were some of my concerns. And now I see, based on Trump's actions and what happened over the weekend and the theater, the war theater, and now dropping sanctions and now helping Iran with its nuclear program, I can see that a week ago, even though my conclusion was actually consistent with what the public information available at that time, I have to change my conclusion. Now I realize that Trump is actually pulling off some kind of, well, people call it 5D chess, or I call it geopolitical judo. He's flipping Netanyahu on his ass. And in fact, Trump is flipping the script in a lot of ways right now. And I've always said, I'll give Trump credit when he's doing something genius. And, you know, so far this looks like diplomatic genius, but I'll also criticize Trump if I see that he's selling out or making mistakes or whatever. I mean, it's a open fair game for analysis and criticism. And, you know, what's weird is there's a camp of people who always hate Trump, no matter what. And then they criticize me when I say something, when I give Trump credit for something good. And then there's another camp that always loves Trump. You know, it's the Church of Trump. And then they criticize me if I criticize Trump. Well, folks, I'm not in a camp. I'm not part of a tribe. I engage in independent, honest analysis as best I can. And I am not loyal to any human being. I am loyal to principles. And if Trump's aligned with those principles, I will give him applause. If he is contradicting those principles, then I will criticize him. And that's the way I am. So thank you for listening. Be sure to check out my other interviews and podcasts at Brighteon.com. Articles are at naturalnews.com. And all my social media accounts are listed under my articles, but I'm Health Ranger on X, Health Ranger on Brighteon.social, which is our own uncensored social media platform that's very popular. Brighteon.io is our decentralized blockchain-run social media platform where censorship is impossible because there are no central servers. And then we've got, I'm on Truth Social, I'm on Getter, Health Ranger. I'm also on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Take care. In light of current world events, we now have available a 195-day food supply of certified organic laboratory-tested food. It's a kit that we have at healthrangerstore.com/food supply. Here it is. 195 days for one adult. This incredible variety here. I'll go through that. It does not contain meat, but it's got many, many other things. You just need to add meat if you're going to eat meat. When you add this to cart, you'll see that during our sale event here, it's actually just $29.95. So there's an additional discount there when you add it to your cart. But what's included in this is we have 4 mega bucket organic gluten-free varieties. We've got the Ranger bucket set. That's the standard Ranger buckets. 3 super seeds and nuts pack, a legumes lovers, actually 6 of those, 5 of the longevity grains, 15 mini bucket organic macaroni and cheese meals, and then 15 of the organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. Again, all of this incredibly honest, clean, simple ingredients. We don't use artificial flavors or colors. We don't use textured vegetable protein. We don't use MSG. We don't use refined sugars. We don't use any kind of garbage, no fillers, nothing. This is real food. Like, look at the macaroni and cheese ingredients. It's real organic cream, real organic cheese, real organic butter, etc. High-end macaroni that's made with amaranth and quinoa, for example, all certified organic, laboratory tested. Our entire product line is really premium, VIP level, long-term storable food for people who want the best of the best, that's the cleanest, that's the most scrutinized, and that's in a rugged polyethylene bucket that's rodent-proof, other than maybe bears or something. It's waterproof, and our food products are packed into these bricks. They are formed, vacuum-packed, well, we call them bricks, and it means that the food in there, there's no cardboard with it. It's not subject to humidity. It doesn't matter if there's a flood and the bags get wet, as long as they're not broken, then the food inside is fine. So these are perfect for bug out situations, like a bug out vehicle, or a backup food supply in a secondary location, or just use it at home as part of your main food supply, because these are delicious, highly nutritious, certified organic products. So check it out. You can get it all at healthrangerstore.com/food supply. All one word, no space. healthrangerstore.com/food supply. The organic emergency storable food supply, 195 days. That's over 6 months for one adult. Obviously, you know, you can buy more if you want to cover more time or have more people to cover. But take advantage of this while our special sale event lasts. Just click add to cart to see the special sale price. And thank you for your support. We have all of this in stock right now, ready to ship right now. So if it's out of stock, you'll see that on the site. It will say out of stock. Right now, it's in stock. Take advantage of it now, as it looks like war and uncertainty is headed our way. It's good to be prepared. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, founder of healthrangerstore.com.